This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
There is a possibility for severe weather in parts of Western New York later today.
So flood watch will go into effect today at 2 p.m. for areas south and east of Buffalo. Slow-moving cold front heading toward us. It'll kick off a couple of showers this morning, but a much better chance for rainfall this afternoon. Some of that rainfall will be heavy, and some of the storms could be strong to severe with heavy rain, strong winds, some large hail, and even an isolated tornado is a possibility, especially south of Buffalo.
All right, but the drenching rains could occur anywhere. That's Aaron Menkowski. You can read more about the flood watch and the potential for severe storms at WBEN.com.
Protests over deportation raids in L.A. devolving into violence and destruction. Last night, the chief of the LAPD calling the violence disgusting. Local officials saying President Trump has inflamed tensions by federalizing the National Guard, deploying them into the city. Lori Perez describing what she saw downtown.
The overpass over the 101, it's completely empty now. A wave of police officers really moved in, both on foot and the mounted police officers, and just pushed with no hesitation those troublemakers who were standing over the freeway. They pushed them away from the freeway, pushed them off of the overpass. CHP officers here are along all the overpasses into downtown Los Angeles. They are not going to let any of that crowd back into downtown LA, and most especially, if they're not going to let them down near that detention center where there were people trying to break in, people breaking windows and doors of the detention center. That's where some of the people who are being detained by ICE have been held in the last couple of days. Everything around here, the sidewalks, the posts, building sides, everything has been tagged with profanity and with other messages opposing ICE's agenda. And it is there's been a lot of destruction, not nearly the number of people who were here when we first arrived on the scene, just a fraction of people. Unfortunately, that fraction of people does seem to be the most aggressive and the most violent.
It's Lori Perez in downtown L.A.
Governor Kathy Hochul and 19 other state governors released a statement Sunday saying President Trump's move to deploy the National Guard in L.A. is an alarming abuse of power. It goes on to say that activating them without consulting or working with a state's governor is both ineffective and dangerous, and sending U.S. Marines in undermines the mission of service members, erodes public trust, and shows the administration does not trust local law enforcement.
Well, President Trump's travel ban on several countries takes effect today.
What we found in our CBS poll is that more people believe that Donald Trump's mass deportation plan is actually making Americans safer. That was a stark contrast to a previous consensus from Americans around just how aggressive Donald Trump has been in immigration enforcement. I should also note that while the majority in our poll approves of the president's immigration programs, a similar majority disapproves of the way he's going about it.
The Wegmans on Amherst Street in Buffalo had to be evacuated last night around 9 o'clock after an unspecified threat was made to the store. Buffalo police said a threat made to the grocery store was reported by a third party, and the evacuation was conducted out of an abundance of caution. The investigation, we're told, remains ongoing.
In Tonawanda, some concern over changes that might be happening on Colvin. Here's WBEN's Brayton Wilson.
A public meeting will be hosted by the Tonawanda Town Board on Monday to discuss proposed traffic pattern changes that would look to slow down traffic along Colvin Boulevard between Sheridan Drive and Kenmore Avenue. Among the traffic pattern changes includes making Colvin Boulevard a three-lane road with a center turning lane for nearly the entire length between Sheridan and Kenmore. Then on the other side of the road in both directions, there will be a designated bike lane put in place, while parking will also not be allowed along Colvin. Tonawanda Town Supervisor Joe Eminger says there are three possible outcomes with Monday's public hearing.
The first thing is we're going to hold the hearing and we will approve what is going to be proposed. Second thing is we're going to hold the hearing and we reject what is being proposed. We don't approve it. The third thing that could happen is we're going to close the hearing and we will table the motion for further discussion after we hear what all the residents, pro and con, have to say about the project.
Monday's meeting is slated for 7 p.m. at the Municipal Building in the Village of Kenmore on Delaware Avenue. Eminger says the public hearing should take place early in the meeting, so people who wish to speak their thoughts on the proposed changes should get there early.
We'll have sign-up sheets for the people who want to speak, and just so everybody knows ahead of time, each speaker is limited to 5 minutes in accordance with our rules that we adopted at our organizational meeting earlier this year. So each speaker will be afforded an opportunity to express their opinion. You know, I think a lot of the issues are going to be ones that we're familiar with, so I don't think there'll be too many surprises that they're going to bring up, but we want to hear from the public. Absolutely. That's why you have a public hearing.
More from Eminger can be found online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Do you drive Colvin through Tonawanda?
Not very often.
You can understand why they'd want to make some changes. At the same time, the changes don't necessarily, if I was living there, make things all that much better. I don't know what the parking situation, but there are some cars that will park on the one side of the street. So for all intents and purposes, it is kind of one lane in both directions. I mean, if you have parked cars and you got to get around them,
right?
You're forced into the one lane. Creating the turning lane, it might ease. It's one of those roads that it's very narrow and you got to be like on your toes.
There's only so much you can do.
If you live there, I mean, the congestion that might be there, if you don't have that extra lane, I could see the concerns to that point, too. I don't know if there's a one right answer for what might happen there.
But it's a busy road.
Absolutely. A lot of people go there. Right. A lot of people live there. There's some really nice houses along Colvin.
It's a really
in
tough
Tonawanda.
One to
we'll
navigate.
We'll see what people say later tonight.
U.S.-China trade talks resume today.
Trade has been an important driver for growth in China in recent years. In the row over U.S. tariffs, it has a strong bargaining chip in its near monopoly on rare earth exports. But new figures show China's exports to the U.S. fell nearly 35% last month, year on year. Analysts say that shows the U.S. tariffs are taking a toll. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Interesting. And airline passengers getting creative to try and flout a new rule.
The TSA has issued a reminder that being a Costco member might get you a $1.50 hot dog combo meal or a 48-pack of toilet paper, but it will not get you past airport security. The administration reports some travelers who've forgotten or don't have new real ID have been flashing their gold star emblazoned shopping cards at agents in hopes of slipping through. Some may be inspired by a Reddit thread that made this suggestion and elicited comments like, it's the realest tourist ID. And it's got the gold star they want to see. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
I think that's hilarious that they think a Costco card is going to get them through security.
Well, I mean...
it has a gold star, right?
It has a gold star. It is enforced. You have to show... I mean, it's another form of identification. Come on, what's the problem here?
Oh, that's funny.
Can't work? We're not doing it? All right. Guess...
What about my BJ's?
You say
there's
so?
Not a gold star on that one.
Is your name... I think my
name
is on...
And picture.
On the back. Your picture's on yours?
Yeah.
Wow, you're official. Mine's just the barcode.
Really?
Yeah. I honestly don't even think mine has my name on it. If
That's
I want to go do it, just... Whoop, little barcode right there. It does ask me every single time.
Are you... I know, it does
Brian
ask
Mazurowski.
You that. Right.
And I had to learn, you don't hit no because... Then it's like,
yeah.
Throws a big thing.
That.
All right, so it's yes. Would you like to save 5% by opening your every single time? It's like, look,
right.
My answer was no yesterday.
It's not
changing. It was no last week. It was no 3 months ago.
I hate that question.
It was no, Sam, I am. Stop asking me if I want to open a credit card. What's going on?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Here.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms this afternoon. Temperatures today will be in the low 70s. Some of the storms this afternoon could be strong to severe. For tonight, early showers and storms and some patchy fog will develop. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. Skies clear on Tuesday. We're in the upper 60s, upper 70s on Wednesday. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Joining us on the line right now from O'Donnell and Associates, Jack O'Donnell, as we take a look at crunch time in Albany and what might happen over the next week or so. Jack, thanks for joining us. You know, a lot of bills still hanging in the balance on a lot of hot topics, things that could be maybe advanced as soon as today, like medical aid in dying. I want to start here and see where things stand right now in terms of this possibly being brought to the floor in the Senate.
Hi, good morning. Yes, this is medical aid in dying is an issue that has been talked about in Albany for years. In the last few weeks, it passed the state assembly on a what passes for a narrow vote in Albany. And then my understanding, both from talking to individual legislators and some public remarks from the majority leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, that there are the votes to pass that in the state Senate. And so we expect a vote this week as soon as today.
All right, we'll be watching for that. Something else that's been very vocal around here is the calls for reform for pharmacies. And it's a pharmacy reform bill that they're looking for in Albany. Local pharmacies, because of the Rite Aid closings all over Western New York, they say it's a healthcare crisis here. Is Albany listening to this?
Well, Albany is certainly listening about healthcare. They're listening about PBMs. There have been a lot of legislation in this world. I do think that all of these issues are much more complicated than any individual group that's involved in this wants to say. I don't know that specific piece of legislation you're talking about is going to get through. I do think that it is under actual real debate right now, and that's one of the reasons the end takes so long here in Albany, is that decisions aren't made on everything yet, and it comes down to advocacy by stakeholders. It comes down to decisions by individual legislators, and I think that's one of those that we don't know what's going to happen yet.
I'm interested to know what, if anything, certain lawmakers are saying about AI and artificial intelligence, the push to regulate this. There's, you know, some arguments on both sides when it comes to if any regulation should happen at all on AI. And this is all kind of in the midst of federal government right now. They're talking about this bill in Washington that might not be passed for some time now, but there might be a federal restriction that says for the next 10 years, no individual state can put any restrictions on AI. So all of what they're talking about in Albany could be for nothing.
It could very much be moot. The idea of Washington telling states do not legislate this for 10 years, I think, has a lot of people a little bit worried. But I do think broadly there are real concerns by legislators, just as there are from, I don't know, educators, parents, everyone out there, about AI and where it's going and what's happening. I think everyone agrees that in an ideal solution, there would be a national answer, and there would be national rules, at the very least guidelines, right? Let's keep AI within these parameters, but that's not going to happen. And you know, very little individual legislating has come out of Washington in a decade, and that's where I think we see the states, the laboratories of democracy, leading. So there's a couple bills in Albany that have some real momentum behind them. I think you know, underneath this is the big tech companies that frankly have a lot of money and are spending a lot of it in Albany, saying we don't want any rules or any legislation. We saw this last year with some of the stuff around social media and not delivering it to kids, something that was eventually passed. But you know, these bills, the biggest I think is called the RAISE Act, which is about holding folks who make big AI models responsible for those models, not at a minor level, but these big companies, the Metas, the Microsofts, should have some responsibility for what they create. And I think that idea of some regulation, just again, guide rails, has real momentum in Albany.
Jack, something else we're watching is the New York HEAT Act, regarding the transition toward electrification. Where does that stand?
Well, the larger HEAT Act appears to be dead in Albany right now. The sponsor, the environmental advocates, have really pared that back and are still trying to, you know, take a step forward on that. That's, you know, it's an issue that would maybe not phase out everything, but it at least starts phasing things out, including ending the so-called 100-foot rule, which requires utilities to put in new lines. So that is certainly live. Again, it'll depend a little on decision legislators make here at the end of session. But I feel like that is losing losing steam, if you will, as we get here towards the end of session.
It's interesting that once again, you mentioned losing steam. That appears to be the way that the idea of permitting wine sales in supermarkets is kind of going. And I feel like once again, we're going to be talking about year after year. This comes up every single year. There's a big push by grocery stores. And at the end of the day, nothing ever really changes, does it?
Well, I think that's how some of these things go, and it's incumbent on advocates, people want to see the change, to try to build that energy a little higher or continue it throughout the year. I mean, there are people on the other side here who own liquor stores, who employ folks in the local community, who have really pushed back on this, and they've done, frankly, a better job than the grocery stores at engaging their legislators. But, you know, something I think will get done eventually. I do think, you know, even now there are real discussions underneath it about, you know, what kind of trade-offs are there that they can allow those liquor stores, right? We see in the most recently amended bill that it would allow them to sell some other products. I know it didn't happen, but behind the scenes, there was some talk about could they allow liquor stores to sell marijuana, cannabis-infused beverages, which is a growing market around the world. Could they get that ability as a trade-off to allow the grocery stores? So, you know, I don't think this is something that's going to happen in 2025, but I do think it's something that's going to happen in the next couple of years.
Jack, thanks again for joining us this morning.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell and Associates.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.